We'll go to some of the previous questions. A brother asked about his dad. His father died, and he's looking for a means to give some kind of ongoing charity, sadaqah jariyah, about his father. He's asking, can I give zakah on behalf of my father, or should I read Quran on behalf of him, or what can I do?
Well, ibadah is an investment. If you do it properly, you invest it properly, and profits and gains are guaranteed. So that's why whenever I approach any act of worship, I have to understand that the authenticity of this act of worship and how much success in this practice. I'm talking about an-nawafil, because acts of worship which are ordained and mandatory upon us, we're all aware of that, supposedly. So now, for a deceased, what can I do to benefit him? Number one, that's all explained in a beautiful hadith when the Prophet ﷺ said that whenever the servant of Allah or a man dies, all his good deeds will be discontinued, interrupted, except from three ways. He said that a continuous charity, a useful knowledge that benefits people after his life, and a righteous child, son or daughter, that will pray for him after his death. Now you are the child who supposedly going to pray for the father. This is the best investment, to pray for your father. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked about being dutiful and good to one's parents, he said that it does not stop at a certain time, that by the death of the parents or one of them, that's it, my duties towards them are stopped. No. They go all the way beyond that. How? The ruhuma, to be useful to the parents after their death, by making dua for them continuously, praying for them, by being kind and good to their friends and visiting those whom your parents used to visit and keep good relations with them. Somebody asked the Prophet ﷺ, can I pay a donation or a charity on behalf of my mother? He said, yes, especially if one of the parents were in debt or owed some money. A second, can I fast on behalf of my parents who did not fast? Yes. Can I perform Hajj or Umrah? Yes, especially if they have not performed Hajj nor Umrah during their life. We come to a risky area where, can I recite Quran and give the reward of the recitation of the Quran on their behalf? I say that the ulama really differ concerning that. And the valid opinion, in my view, that if it does not have a solid reference from the Quran or from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then do what? Stick to the guaranteed profitable investment, which is giving a charity on their behalf. Distributing books or Qurans after you buy them on their behalf and give their word of that to your parents or those who passed away of them. Making dua is definitely guaranteed to reach them after their death.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh.